No, in this era of video games and social media, shiitake is not the first thing that comes to mind as a teen activity. How did you get into it?
I've been doing shiitake since the fifth grade. I was in the GT program, the Gifted and Talented program, and we were given an opportunity to do an independent study. And we were given a list of options, and one of them was a performance. And, you know, I had been in concerts and stuff in elementary school, and I liked to perform. So I thought, anyway, that would be really fun. So I dressed up as Marie Antoinette and I gave
sounds cool
a first person, you know, description of her life. My GT teacher kind of then found out about shiitake, and it was basically the same thing.
Yeah.
So she signed me up for it.
This year you're portraying Mary Harris, probably better known to most people as Mother Jones. What draws you to a particular character?
In the past, my characters have been like Alice Paul, who was a woman suffragist, and she was really, really militant. She fought, and her actions ultimately gained women the right to vote. Another one was Elizabeth Gurley Flynn, who was another labor activist. She was another unionist, but she was really feisty. So I guess one of the aspects of a character that would draw me to them would be their personality. You know, they've got to be a spitfire or else I won't be able to get into it. I think that, like, that's the most important thing with a shiitake character. It's like you have to be interested in them, because if you're not, you're not going to have fun and it's going to kind of suck.
Part of the whole shiitake thing is people who go learn about these historical figures. But I'm curious if portraying Mary Harris has taught you anything.
Definitely. She's unlike any of the other characters I've researched. When reading her biography, I was really surprised to learn that a lot of the events in her life she actually lied about. Even something like her birthday, she said that she was 7 years older than she really was.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did she do that?
One of the many reasons that she lied about her life was because she went through a lot of struggles. She was born in Ireland and she grew up during the potato famine. When she came to America, well, she had a husband and a family for a while. She lived in Tennessee during the Civil War and ended up losing her entire family, her husband, and all four children to the yellow fever epidemic that completely destroyed their town. She had to bury them and leave them behind and go to Chicago to continue a dressmaking business that she had up there a few years before. She ended up losing her entire business to the Great Chicago Fire in 1871. It was then that she joined the Knights of Labor and became a part of the labor movement.
One of my favorite parts, because it's really unique to shiitake, is when the audience gets to ask questions of the performers who then answer in character. It's unscripted. You have no idea what people are going to ask you. So I'm just wondering how you prepare for that.
There really is no way to prepare. You don't know what people are going to ask.
Do you have friends and family just hit you with questions beforehand so you can kind of...
Yeah, usually I've got friends and family that'll drill me on questions. It's kind of nice because I come from a long line of history teachers, and so they ask really hard ones. So I'm all prepared and excited for those. And then, you know, I get the ones that's like, were you ever married? And I can answer that really, really well.
Too easily. Well, Tilly Newman, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.